We have a new multi-millionaire. Actually, the ticket was worth over $1 billion, and it was sold at a Speedway gas station. And, of course, they get a big chunk of that as well. That person has not come forward. Andrew Stoltman is an attorney at Stoltman Law Offices. And you know a thing or two about what lottery winners should do. Do you think that person has had one good night's sleep since the numbers were chosen on Friday?
I don't know. I mean, some of my other clients literally spent about two nights in a row up after they won it. So I bet they haven't got the best sleep lately.
And the purpose is because you have to protect that ticket, right?
Yeah, rule number one is buy a safe and protect that ticket and also sign it, because you aren't the official winner until you present the signed ticket to the lottery official. So rule number one, protect that ticket.
So, Andrew, you're a Chicago attorney. You've represented some of these lottery winners in the past?
Yeah, I've represented about 12 lottery winners in the last 20-some years. And a handful of these have basically lost their entire lottery winnings. And the other people have just hired me to, in effect, manage the CPAs, the financial planners, and all those other professionals that every lottery winner needs.
Because if you're walking away with over $700 million, you cannot trust one financial planner. And how do you go about choosing them? Because it could very well be, like in the case of West Allis, Wisconsin, where the guy was 24, you don't have life experience, especially in this arena.
Yeah, that's my, you know, that's my client. And so you're right. What I always tell people is make certain you have multiple eyes watching all of the financial professionals, because you can't trust any individual financial planner. And, you know, it's the old Ronald Reagan quote, trust but verify. And, you know, it's really, really hard to trust anybody. You need an entire team with multiple sets of eyes watching, because historically the people who win this lottery, they don't have that infrastructure set up, meaning it's a lot of people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds who win these lotteries, and they didn't grow up with CPAs, with attorneys, and with financial professionals. So the curse of the lottery is a very, very real thing.
So you represent Manuel Franco, the 24-year-old from West Allis. At least he was 24 when he won in 2019, and he won over $700 million, right?
Yes, yes, $768 million.
And then people used his name to scam other people.
Oh, that's a cottage industry. Virtually every single large lottery winner has people impersonating him or her and telling people, look, give me $300 and I'll give you $50,000, $75,000. It's like whack-a-mole. I literally spend a chunk of my day every day trying to shut these people down by telling Instagram, by telling Facebook, but they just keep popping up. It's absolutely amazing.
How is he doing now?
Good. I don't want to get into specifics,
sure.
But he's you know, he's doing well. He's fortunately avoided the curse, but a whole heck of a lot of other people have not been so lucky.
Isn't he the guy who just started showing up at grocery stores and giving out money?
Yeah, that happened early on. Yes, at Target. Yes.
Okay, so let's go down the list of things that this new multi-millionaire who won over $1 billion in the lottery should follow. Keep that ticket safe and sign it, and don't share the news outside of immediate family.
Yeah, that's right. Because look, it's such a temptation to tell everybody. It's such a temptation to put it on Instagram and Facebook. And that's the absolute worst thing you can do, because you literally put a big sign on your back that says defraud me. And that's the last thing you should be doing.
Don't take the lump sum.
Yeah, people are shocked by that. You know, what I tell people is, look, if you take the 29-year option, you can make mistakes in that first year or two or even 3 or 4 years, and you can grow into the money and still have the corpus, meaning most of the rest of the money still to come. But 95% of the people do indeed take the lump sum distribution, and if you don't have the right team in place, that's a huge mistake.
Isn't it true that banks only insure so much, FDIC insured? Where do you put this amount of money? Does it need to go offshore?
No, Lisa, that's a great question. Right. The banks only insure a very small dollar amount. Brokerage firms often and typically insure a much, much, much higher percentage. Plus, there's less of a chance of something happening to a Merrill Lynch or a Goldman Sachs or even a Morgan Stanley. So your money should start off there until you figure out the plan of where it should go.
And one of the things in your guide for lottery winners is no major decision for 6 months.
Yeah, the temptation is so great within that first six-month period to buy the multiple homes, the cars. And it's one of the hardest things that a lottery winner can do. But there really shouldn't be any major decisions until that first 6 months is up. Let the shock wear off and then start deploying the capital.
And one of the other items, trust nobody.
Trust nobody, and not even family members. Look, they're kind of three pillars that cause the lottery curse. It's profligate spending, bad investments, and family and friends. Every single long-lost relative and friend comes out of the woodwork trying to borrow money or have the money be invested through them, and it's just a recipe for disaster.
And so will this person be forced to come forward, or Illinois allows him to file a claim that keeps him anonymous? And I don't know why I said he.
Beautiful.
I don't know.
Right. Everybody seems to assume it's a he, and I'm not certain why, but I do the same thing. Yeah. The good news is Illinois does not require the person to release their name. Wisconsin does. And I think that's a great idea because the lottery officials often use the winner, in effect, as a commercial. We've all seen that photo, right, with the gentleman or woman who wins it holding the check. And it's horrible for the winner because it does put that bullseye on their back. The best thing that a winner can do is remain anonymous, and Illinois allows that.
Okay, well, if the winner of the over $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot is listening, call this guy, Andrew Stoltman, attorney at Stoltman Law Offices. It seems like you've got a lot of experience. Thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Anytime. Thank you, Lisa. Bye.
Mary's got a check on weather and traffic.